Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Michael, your thoughts on today's inauguration of President Trump?
Just an incredible day, capping off the greatest political comeback in American history. I thought the president's speech was inspiring, restoring a sense of American patriotism, and I can't wait to see what the next 4 years bring. But truly just an energetic day here in Washington, the whole weekend filled with enthusiasm and optimism and excitement that we feel as Americans we've finally taken our country back.
What stood out in the president's speech in your mind?
Just the ambitiousness and the optimism that I don't feel like we've had as Americans for some time. You know, that he's trying to do big things while also fighting for the men and women of America. It's just a really energizing sense from the president that he's ready to help fight the important issues that we need him to fight for, but also do big things that this country used to do. And I think that sort of idea of restoring a sense of pride as Americans for so long, I think we felt that we had to apologize for our nation's history. Donald Trump is celebrating it and promising that our best days are ahead of us.
And what are your hopes for the next 4 years under President Trump?
I think to see a safer America, a secure border, an America where everybody has an opportunity to succeed, and restoring our nation's reputation as a place that the world admires. I think that's something that Donald Trump is going to be able to achieve, and it's something that I think we've been missing in this country for some time. So I'm looking very much forward to having a leader in the White House who is proud to be an American, who embraces our uniquely American identity, and fights for the men and women of this country first and foremost.
What challenges do you see facing President Trump as he goes through all these plans that he has for the country?
Well, he's inheriting a very difficult situation. The world is at a very precarious point globally. Our nation is suffering from an invasion at the southern border, and Americans are hurting because of sky-high inflation. But he's prepared to address all of those issues on day one, signing many executive orders today that are going to restore America's greatness, going to start to bring down costs, and going to start to secure our border. One of the biggest applauses he got today during his speech was when he said, drill, baby, drill. He's going to make sure that we lower American energy prices. He's going to fight to secure our border, and he's going to let the world know that there is a real leader in charge at the White House and that America is to be respected, and in return will be a great friend and partner to our allies around the globe.
Are you looking forward to the inaugural ball tonight?
I know many folks from Western New York are heading to the inaugural balls. Myself, as a lifelong Ohio State Buckeye, will be watching the College Football National Championship. But I wish all of the Western New York friends heading to the balls tonight well. And those are certainly excellent occasions, and people are really going to enjoy themselves.